The situation in Israel continues to complicate matters for President Bush as he attempts to put together a coalition for military action against Iraq. And the entire foreign policy debate raises questions for congressional candidates as they campaign for November elections. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Republicans are benefiting from the focus on foreign policy and national security, but is there any danger in that debate for them?
Sure there is. It tends to be more long-term danger than short-term danger, so it's not something that I think they're too focused on before November of this year. But the vote to send people to war can always carry with it risk. Now, it looks from where we sit right now that a whole lot of Democrats will also be casting that vote. But the Republicans and Democrats are both somewhat cautious about it. They're reporting that that they're getting calls in their offices from people who are anti-war or at least anti-unilateral action by the United States. And they are very nervous about appearing to be over-politicizing the whole question of war. So that they're trying to be slightly more subtle in their use of it and their use of the war on terrorism in their ads. There are flags everywhere in ads, Bob. You can count on that. But also the use of President Bush. He is going around the country raising money, appearing with candidates, and appearing in their ads. Another very interesting fact that's happening this campaign cycle is how Republicans are trying lining up to get former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani in their ads. He is the symbol now of being tough, of standing up against terrorism, of being the friend of the little guy, the firefighter, the heroes of September 11th. And so various Republican candidates are asking him to appear with them. The somewhat beleaguered candidate for governor of California, Bill Simon, has both George Bush and Rudy Giuliani together in one ad.
Who the Democrats have in their ads?
Well, they're having trouble finding someone that can give them the same sort of advantage. And in fact, some Republicans are still trying to run against Bill Clinton. Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina is running against Clinton's former chief of staff, Erskine Bowles, for the Senate. And she has out a series of ads that accuse Bowles of using, quote, Clinton-style attacks, just in case you forget who he did work for. The Clinton people haven't done terribly well in the primaries so far, with Robert Reich losing in Massachusetts, Andrew Cuomo not making it to the finish line in New York, and Janet Reno in Florida losing that state's primary for governor. I will digress for just a second to tell you that two women are running for governor of Hawaii. That's just by the by. But it's hard to believe that any of this works, actually, either the anti-Clinton stuff or the pro-Bush stuff. I just have never had the experience of going up to a voter and saying, do you not like Bill Clinton, and is that why you're voting for, say, Elizabeth Dole? Or do you love George Bush, and is that why you're voting for Elizabeth Dole? I just don't see that those coattails, either negative or positive, are likely to be very long in this election year.
Well, polls show that Republicans have a slight edge when people are asked which party should control Congress. Is that lead likely to hold?
Well, it's very interesting. This week, economic report will be redone for the second quarter, the revision for the second quarter of this year. And we'll see what people are saying about the economic markets. In fact, there are a lot of indicators that come out this week that could scare people about the economy or make them feel better about it. Consumer confidence last week was the lowest that it's been in a long time. And usually what you do is you take those numbers. You take consumer confidence. You take presidential approval. You take where you are in that so-called generic ballot, which party would you vote for Congress as opposed to which person in your own district. And you try to put together some sort of a model and say who's going to pick up seats and who's going to lose them. It's very hard to do that this year. We've said before, very few seats are in play. The main thing the Democrats have on their side is history of the party out of power picking up seats in an off year. But at the moment, that doesn't look very good for them, just history going with them. That presidential approval does make a difference there, and that generic ballot makes a difference. But they still are looking good in the Senate and in the governor's races. So in the next 6 weeks, you have to watch.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.